Right, okay, so it's Mary from Subculture here. I'm here at the Electric Carousel ahead of the Wenatchee Tribe's new single release launch night tonight. A few of the guys are here to have a little chat about all the things Wenatchee. So first of all, it's really lovely to meet you. Thanks for taking a little bit of time to chat. I saw you when you played at the Scala recently.
Yep.
And it seems like you're quite a large collective of people. So how did you all end up together as the Wenatchee Tribe?
It was originally called Shine Away. Mm-hmm. And we had to change our name because of some nasty drug association and copyrights and things like that. And just sort of come together slowly over the last few years, and this is the sort of formation, this is the solid, okay. You know, we're Wenatchee and everyone else is part of our tribe, you know what I mean?
Okay, excellent. So who's in the band now?
It's myself, Liam, Inder, Nick Goldfinger, Richie Rich, Jamie McGregor, Anthony Edgerton and Sam Tushing.
I'm always quite surprised by sort of how incestuous things are sometimes with like some.
There's no incest going on.
Well, you know what I mean. But it's kind of like
we're not family, like.
It's quite like a giant Venn diagram in a way, isn't it? So like you've got people who've been in other notable bands in the past, and you've worked with some other big names as well. So, what's all your backgrounds in that kind of respect?
Bloody hell!
Okay, so Inder, who have you had the pleasure to work with?
Well, I've been on the road for like nearly 20 odd years, to be honest with you. So in amongst that, I think I've clocked up a fair amount of gig miles, you know.
Definitely.
And
air miles.
Yeah, high miles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as a musician, you always aspire to, you know, to do absolute best and get your level of understanding and you know, as a musician, you know, you want to aspire to the highest level possible. So we've got to work really hard to get to where we are, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Who have we played with? I've done loads of work as far as that's concerned. I mean, it's dead weird, but, you know, I've worked with this ex-Stone Roses singer Ian Brown for the last sort of 11 and a half years, since he went solo, and done sort of 7 albums with him, since he went solo, and but that's just one of many. I mean, you know, we've collectively done the old star funk stars, stuff, worked with a load of drum and bass, LTJ Book, Transglobal Underground, my very first band that I came on was a band called Fundamental, and well, you know all about that, so. We were very angry young men in those days, but I think I've calmed down a little bit.
You seem quite calm today.
Well, you have to be, you know. When you're faced with adversity, you're relaxed with it, to be honest with you. But that's just what, you know, that's just a few of many. And that's sort of, you know, given us a really good solid grounding, you know, to be able to think, right, okay, this is the kind of stuff that we've done in the past, and we're able to sort of build upon that and use influences and, you know, just you know, different types of music. And, you know, our music's quite eclectic as it is, but if you look at the whole barrage of music that we all listen to collectively, good God, you need a week, really.
Okay.
I think for all like the experiences, like you're saying, that we've all had individually, it's definitely come together to give us an edge, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I mean, you seem to have quite a melding of styles and genres going on there, so.
Yeah, definitely. And we could list off people we've worked with and stuff outside of even just this.
Yeah.
Can't we? So, yeah, it's been a positive thing for the band.
I think those lists are really great and you know, external influences, but it's now how you start cooking the pot that's the most important thing.
Exactly.
And I think
how
we're cooking
it all together.
Yeah, I think, you know, once it started to cook, the onions are frying, the garlic's in there, we go, you know what I mean? It's really cooking well at the moment, with the grace of God.
Okay, excellent.
Dumplings and all that.
Yeah, dumplings.
Of course, yeah.
And can you tell me a bit about where you're from? Because you're not from London, clearly.
What? Is it obvious?
Might be a little bit, yeah. No, when I Googled Wenatchee, I came up with like some Native American Indian tribe, so is that where the name's from?
Well, it's just fortunate, isn't it? It's sort of
that's Wenatchee,
that.
This is Wenatchee.
Yeah.
But isn't it great to have an association like that?
I suppose so, yeah. Well, the other association that came up on Google was something not quite as pleasant.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, I don't read negativity.
No, it's not, well, it depends how you think of negativity.
Yeah.
The Wenatchee is an anagram of China White, isn't it?
Okay.
The Wenatchee, not the tribe. The Wenatchee.
Have you kept
it in the family, like you were saying?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And you're all from Warrington or from different areas?
We're from North, love.
From up north. Okay.
Leeds, Bradford, Warrington, a bit of Liverpool thrown in.
Yeah, Liverpool, a bit of Wigan.
Yeah, a bit of Wigan thrown in.
Got to walk all the way.
Very northern, like.
Okay, cool.
You know what I mean? Norfolk border and all that.
And you've also got quite a distinctive kind of style. I mean, like last time at the Scala, I noticed there was a lot of Adidas going on, and I'm pleased to see there is today. But who would you say is like the best dressed one of the band? Who wants to answer that?
Can you function?
Well, it don't matter about
put your hands up.
Gary!
Gary, the missing one. Okay. Yeah.
Well, best dress. It's
the
about
best undressed,
it's about
the thing,
well yeah. The thing is, it's not about best dress. You can wear the top clothes, but if you've got no going on, what does it mean?
Very true. Yeah.
Are you with me? So yeah. You know, you can dress like Prince Charming or whoever he is, but you don't. Are you with me? You don't. Yeah. It's
Richie looks mean in a mankini, though, doesn't he? You look the best in a mankini, Rich. You're quite one in the corner, man.
So, I mean, with quite a large group, is it hard to sort of agree on which direction things should take, or are you all pretty easy going?
No. It's not like that, you see, because we're not kids.
Yeah.
We're not wrestling egos and stuff, it's just...
Yeah.
I mean, there are egos in the band, but I think it comes with being a performer, and to a certain degree, I think that's quite a healthy thing, otherwise how the fuck could you get on there and swing your hips? But we're not wrestling with where we're going.
No, man.
It's just natural, do you know what I mean?
I think the beautiful thing about all this is that we all have that goal, whether it's sort of, when somebody needs to be told, hey, mate, there's the goals there.
Yeah.
We just automatically are drawn to that goal and want to achieve. And I think that's what every musician sort of signs up for.
Yeah.
Because we're throwing ideas into a cooking pot. And those ideas initially are just the initial ingredients, just your garlic, your onions, all that, like you said. And we're developing that then, aren't we? We're putting, then it's becoming the Wenatchee stamp once we all sort of chip away and add our flavour to it.
Well, if we just go back to like the last set of tunes that we've done, we worked so hard on them in Warrington, and then we took them across, and then they had a couple of days, you know, we had two homes, and then they came out of one home into, it was a battered home for battered musicians, out of that one.
With a guy called Elsie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was, Yeah, well, it was...
Elsie. Elsie.
And then before that, we had a guy, we were working with Sven. It's just one of those, you know, it's had different amalgamations and it's grown in a different way.
Okay.
Sven and Elsie.
It's like a difference between going to Debenhams and CNA, I suppose. I don't know.
Okay. And then tonight, it's obviously the launch for your new single, so it's Time for Love. So it's been getting quite a lot of... sort of airplay and stuff and attention going on.
I'm over the moon, man, personally. You know, I mean, we all are, but some people don't say it. I'm personally absolutely buzzing about whatever's going
on
here.
I'm fucking buzzing your tits off. Just like, apart from fucking throwing up like every 10 minutes. A lot of sound, mate. Don't, whatever you do, don't get fucking beef and cheese past it. Fucking just outside. Man. I don't know where it was. I think it was the last services before.
It sounds like a good combination.
Beef and cheese, how does that work?
Beef and cheese pasta, two caffeine cupcakes, and a fucking chicken on a stick.
A whole chicken on a stick.
Okay, so I think you're being called for something there.
Gary!
Pause it. So you've got like a couple of sort of band mascot things there, with pins stuck in their eyeballs, I see. But if you could have like a sort of a band mascot or anything that sort of sums up your band, what do you think that might be?
That's our Mildred, isn't it?
Well, it's Tinky Winky with the guy with the TV in his belly. Tinky Winky.
See, geese, skinheads in the dock world. That one of them, maybe.
Okie doke.
Yeah, a flock of geese.
A flock of seagulls on it.
We're going to set the goose loose.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I'm hoping to see the goose loose up on the stage tonight.
Oh, you'll see the goose
and
loose
it's
tonight.
Going to be
releasing
absolutely
the geese.
Fantastic. So, thank you ever so much for talking to us.
Pleasure.
Nice one, Mary. What's your pal called?
This is Ruth.
Yeah, Ruth.
And I.
You're right.
Thank you.